while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Thursday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include: the city of Minneapolis has a new law on the books banning assault weapons. Lawmakers gather at the state capitol hoping to save meat raffles in Minnesota. And the wild season comes to a quick close after Game 5. But we begin with funding to keep HCMC open and a $1.2 billion bonding bill, all part of an end-of-the-session bipartisan deal reached by Minnesota lawmakers late last night.
$205 million will help ensure HCMC stays open this year with a $500 million hospital reserve. State Representative Esther Egbaje co-authored the bill to save HCMC.
And so we will do all that we can in Minnesota to ensure that hospitals like HCMC and others around the state have the resources they need to survive. But for now, I think we can all breathe easy that HCMC will receive up to $700 million over the next 5 years to ensure that they are around for us.
The deal also includes property tax relief, fraud-fighting measures, and car tab fee cuts. Left out of the deal, relief for businesses that lost revenue during Operation Metro Surge and major gun-related proposals. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Steve Simpson.
Those gun safety advocates not giving up. Students, survivors, and advocates will deliver more than 7,000 petitions to Speaker Damuth and House leadership this hour, urging a vote on a bill pending before that body. A similar measure has passed the Senate, but there's no indication that a vote is forthcoming in the House. WCCO radio political analyst Blois Olson says about those license tab fees and the one-year cut, he's watching to see how both Democrats and Republicans characterize the deal to Minnesotans.
All the things you've heard before, I think that there's something to be said about how popular it is with Republican delegates and Democratic delegates as legislators are out meeting with people.
Those tab fee rates will revert to the 2022 rate for just 1 year.
The city of Minneapolis has a new law on the books banning assault weapons.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey signing the ordinance at City Hall with council members surrounding him as well as others concerned about gun violence.
It has been 8 months, 2 weeks, and 2 days since August 27th, 2025, the day our world shattered.
Kristen Neville is with Annunciation Light Alliance and a parent at the school and church where two children were killed in a mass shooting.
People see the vigils, the headlines, the anniversaries. What they don't see is the anxiety when your children walk into school.
She praised the city for having the courage to take action.
Today is a reminder that leadership matters and protecting children must always come first.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Lawmakers gathered at the state capitol today to urge the passing of the Meat Raffle Modernization Act.
The significance of these raffles goes well beyond meat, Amanda Jackson, president of Allied Charities.
They bring people together, support local businesses, and most importantly, raise critical funds for charities, veteran groups, youth sports, fire relief associations, and community nonprofits across our state.
The bipartisan bill seeks to update a 30-year-old law.
The current $70 prize limit and $2 tickets were established more than 30 years ago and have never been adjusted for inflation. Since then, the cost of meat, labor, and operating expenses has risen dramatically.
The goal is to expand the cost of raffle tickets to $5 and prize limits from $70 to $200. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
New markets and interactive demos are set to debut at this weekend's Art-A-Whirl festivities.
Everything kicks off this Friday featuring fresh additions like the Logan Park Artist Market, family-friendly dog art stations, and unique watercolor and textile demonstrations across 100 local sites. Executive Director of the Northeast Minneapolis Arts Association, Anna Becker, says visitors can also snag a limited edition artist-designed beer can.
We're working with Prize to do an artist-designed can for Art-A-World Gold. So the same artist that is designing our directory and Art-A-World Guide cover also designed the can.
Her tip? Utilize this year's expanded free trolley routes to navigate the 800 artist showcase. She says they anticipate a record-breaking turnout of roughly 175,000 people. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
The Minneapolis City Council has taken up a proposal that would expand how police can use drones in responding to 911 calls.
It would essentially allow drones to be used as first responders, something MPD Special Operations Commander Thomas Campbell says could help improve efficiency.
We'd have the ability to clear low-level 911 calls for service, so then we wouldn't have to have an actual police response
to those calls. This inevitably will increase our officer safety with that real-time information coming in, and it will overall protect community safety even more.
Campbell says their 22 drones and 12 pilots have been nothing but helpful since the department started using them for general police response 4 years ago. The cost of doing this is not yet known. Minnetonka started a similar program last year that officials say costs roughly $260,000 per year to operate, but will save the city much more than that in the long run. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The St. Paul Police Department honoring fallen comrades on the lawn of the state capitol on Wednesday.
It was a day of remembrance.
We'd like to extend a special welcome to the families of our fallen St. Paul officers. Our hearts cannot know the pain yours endure, but today we stand with you in solidarity.
This year's ceremony, significant as another name was added to the list of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
As you remember, we lost Officer Felicia Riley last year after she succumbed to her injuries from a violent assault that occurred on March 24th, 2010. Felicia Riley.
At the state capitol, Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, it's the end of the line for the Wild.
The Minnesota Wild season came to a halt last night in Colorado. The Avalanche came from behind to beat Minnesota 4-3 in overtime to take the best of seven series 4-1. The Wild were up 3-0 midway through the second period, but Colorado tied it up and then forced an overtime session for the win. Tomorrow night, the Timberwolves are facing elimination in their best of seven series with San Antonio. That game at Target Center. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to the 830 On The Go. You can find all of our podcasts, including the On The Go, at WCCORadio.com/podcasts. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.